BGC keen to implement UK retail casino modernization plans. The Betting and Gaming Council, BGC, the gambling standards organization, has announced its support for the modernization of casinos outlined by the Department for Culture, Media, and Sport in the proposed Gambling Act changes in the United Kingdom, UK. The BGC states they believe the proposed changes are long overdue and some are necessary for the retail gaming industry to prosper in the future. These amendments are part of the ongoing consultations that are taking place with gaming industry stakeholders in the White Paper in the UK, before being turned into legislation. The retail casino gaming sector is an important part of the UK economy, with the market employing more than 10,000 people. The gaming industry enjoys revenue of approximately £800 million a year, and a taxable levy of £300 million is raised each year to go towards the national economy in the UK. Senior leadership at the BGC has expressed they are frustrated at the pace of the proposed reforms and want the changes introduced quicker so that gambling businesses can implement the changes and benefit from the new guidelines sooner. Quote, "Casinos are a vital pillar of the UK's leisure, hospitality and tourism sector, and we welcome the government's consultation response, which is positive progress on the modest, long overdue but mission-critical modernization reforms needed for the land-based casino sector to compete and thrive. Casinos currently employ more than 10,000 people, contribute £300 million annually in tax and generate an estimated £800 million a year to the UK economy." Michael Duggar, CEO and Acting Chair of the Betting and Gaming Council. Land-based modernization issues. Some of the proposals for retail casinos in the UK include the introduction of a cashless payments initiative to be used at gambling venues. There are also proposals for amended allocations on gaming machines and the possible introduction of sports betting at casino locations. There are proposed guidelines for players using debit cards on gaming machines to create a safe environment for customers at casino venues. The BGC has recently introduced a voluntary code for gaming companies to perform financial checks on customers. Quote, "As set out in the Gambling Act Review White Paper, the measures we consulted on are therefore necessary to modernize the outdated and overly restrictive regulations that apply to the land-based gambling sector." Stuart Andrew, MP, UK Minister for Sport, Gambling and Civil Society.